Then She Happened. We explored together, read together, spent time together. She started to know my thoughts and finished my sentences. She got to know me and started to toy with me. She took away my thoughts of playing with myself without her permission. It took very little time for her to wrap me around her little finger. She agreed that I could not speak unless given permission to. She understood that I fed off her control. I craved the control she started to exert as I gave myself over to her. She did not rule by fear, but by my desire. I would no longer be a man slut. She would not allow it. I was her plaything, her pet, and she would make sure she controlled everything. She ordered that I must always sign in as visible, so she knew if I was there. She could check up on me if she desired. I dared not do something to displease her or lie to her for fear of being punished. She would make me wait silently for her for any stretch of time to see that I did as I was told and increase my longing. All the longing for her only made her control stronger. She gave me a new nickname because the one that I used did not come from her. She understood that my desire for chastity was part of my desire to give over all control to her. She exercised her control over me by edging me, but not allowing release during the time she enforced chastity. She collared me like the others had not bothered to do by taking complete control. She was able to do this because she understood what I desired. I wanted a mistress who would control everything of my time with her. No decision here was any longer mine. She learned how to play and how to manipulate me to meet her needs. If I was disobedient, she took herself away from me. I would beg and plead all the time, yearning for her approval to get back in her good graces. Punishment of time without her would break me. She didn't like to be harsh, but knew that when I displeased her, she must be strict. She knew that her complete control was what kept me hers. It made me feel useful and bound me to her all the more. She took the reins of my obsessive desires and led me down her path. She understood the limitations I had, but she found ways that I could provide for her. She used me in ways that kept her on top. She controlled me and used me to help provide for her needs. It made her life easier. And after all, wasn't that what it was all about? She came to find that the control she exercised excited her and kept her entertained. If you'd like to explore the relationship between a pet or submissive and his mistress, give me a call. I'm Mistress Lainey. You can reach me at 1-800-601-7259. Or check out my blog at www.kinkyphonefantasy.com.